that be Caddy Wampus, you think?
Well, I'm not sure that was the meaning we used. Caddy Wampus, to me, is from corner to corner, but not straight.
I see. So, and Caddy Cornered would be...
Same thing.
Pretty much the same.
Same thing.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the word Caddy Biasin? Have you walked
no,
the Biasin?
Not familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. And to go back to some of these other questions, we change words to show a change in time. For example, we might say we go to church every Sunday. But last Sunday we went to church, and all our lives we have gone to church every Sunday. Or we might say, right now I see you, but if I lived in Jakin, I could say I saw you yesterday, or I have seen you many times. You take a word and keep changing its form to show a change in time. Just in your ordinary speech, I'm not interested in what's correct now or what they say on television. What I'm interested in is how people really speak. When you go to the grocery to buy some groceries, you might say, and then you come home, a friend of yours might say, have those groceries been... Have those groceries been what yet? Did you say, have they been...
Bought?
Uh-huh, not bought. Bought doesn't sound right. Some areas of the country they say bought, but bought sounds right. Mm-hmm. A former school teacher was telling me last week that... She had a teacher come from Pennsylvania, I think it was, and she says, now the children must wear, for Halloween, homemade costumes. They must not be bought. But she would say bought herself. And you might say, yes, yesterday I just bought them. Is that right?
Yes.
And if we were talking about eating apples, you might say, have those apples already been... Have those apples already been...
Washed?
Or if you talk about eating them, you say, have they already been ate, or have they already been...
Eaten.
Mm-hmm. Say, yesterday I...
Yesterday I ate
one. Mm-hmm. And you see how these go.
Yes.
About drinking coffee, have you
drunk?
And you say yes. 5 minutes ago, this morning for breakfast,
I drank the coffee.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, I might say, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And you say, yes, my grandson last summer he...
climbed the tree. I know there was another word that was used.
What is that?
It's really not a word, but it's corruption.
Mm-hmm.
He clumb the tree.
He clumb. Some places they say he clim, but around here they would
who
say he clumb. And in talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that